From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, Nigel, we're going to talk about a very large conference that you go to every year in the US. And I do wonder whether anyone actually knows about it in the UK. So it'd be quite interesting to hear where you've been, what kind of happened there and what your highlights were. So tell us all about it. Where have you been?
Well, it's the Maisie Learning Conference. It's called Learning 2017. And then next year, remarkably, it will be called Learning 2018 and so on. And I've been going since Learning 2007, I think, was the first one I went to. And what is remarkable is the size of it, 1,800, 1,900 people, and therefore the leverage that the conference can exert with that number of people and that amount of budget to play with. And secondly, what I like about it, it's not dominated by some huge exhibition. There are suppliers, but they wander around the place. They participate. They run a few of the parallel sessions that go alongside the keynotes, and that they're generally part of it. There's no big exhibition that you're forced through, and you don't have people hassling you as a result of that. So it really does focus on what's new, what's interesting, what's of use to the participants. And there aren't many people from the UK. Ironically, there were 42 people from Holland there, because there's a group that go as a group every year, run by Alfred Remitz. And I think there's a great opportunity for galvanizing a UK group and coming en masse. You know, even if it was 20 or 25 people, that could make a big impact on the conference as a whole and allow people to share their insights. Because when there are parallel sessions, there aren't two or three to choose from. There are maybe 17 or 18 parallel sessions to choose from. So there's no way you can do more than sample the conference. But what will I outline as highlights? Well, the big keynote was Michelle Obama. And hearing someone like her talk about the way they experience the world, what the impact that learning makes on their life and in the life of her children, and just her interpretation of the way the world is moving, was not specifically about corporate learning. That wasn't her job. There's plenty of people who can talk about that, but about the way the world is moving. And that was an illuminating and very interesting conversation. But the sort of things that really struck me was the big move into AI. Watson, IBM Watson were there, and they had one of their robots on stage having a conversation with somebody, an intelligent conversation. And again, the difference between what is tangible and research-based and what is just merely hype. There's an awful lot of nonsense around AI. We had MIT there talking about neuroscience. They did a neuroscience experiment looking at different modes of learning with people wearing a headset to monitor their brain activity. A little disappointing, I think, as research, but I think potentially very, very interesting, because just seeing that the gaps across time of the way the brain focuses and then defocuses and focuses and defocuses, and what tends to concentrate attention and what tends to dissipate attention. You know, there's a lot you could learn from watching people learn or observing people learn without having to do big MRI scans or brain scans, just on cheap equipment, which, you know, reports to a local PC. I found that was interesting. And also just some of the new ways in which people are trying to encourage learning. I thought there were some very, very interesting case studies. You know, I did a session with someone from Amazon, and a young worker, a young person in the L&D team focusing on leadership in Amazon, leadership and onboarding in Amazon. And they just do everything different to everyone else because they have a philosophy that they should and they can. They don't have big budgets to spend, but they have big ideas to share. And that seemed to be a very big trend. It's not so much about the money you can put in, it's about the quality of your ideas and the quality of your innovation. Mm. And lean and agile are making a massive impact. There was loads of sessions on, you know, scrums, building lean, minimum viable products, all of that stuff. You know, that is now not just an interesting innovation, but a mainstream trend. Now away from ADDIE and into agile, for sure. That is a massive trend. And it's a kind of vibrant industry at the moment. There were a lot of new people. Now, I would say maybe two-thirds of the people there were first-timers, and a lot of people coming into L&D at all stages of their career. You know, I met some very senior people saying, you know, I've worked in the business for the last 22 years. I'm now running L&D. I'm looking for help and support. And they come in with that acute sense of the business. And that alignment stuff, it's no longer you should align to the business. It's why on earth aren't you? What game do you think you're playing? Yeah. So all of those trends are kind of very firmly embedded. And a movement away from let's build some more e-learning to let's build exciting learning environments. And let's encourage people to learn in different ways that all focus on that end. So it was a good conference this year, I would say, with no massive trend that no one knows about that is going to be suddenly hitting us, but a good consolidation of a number of trends that I think everyone is aware of. Yeah. So well worth going. I had a very enjoyable 4 or 5 days there. And as usual, you meet some great people and you see some great things going on.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Nigel. And I look forward to getting over there to one of those events at some point.
You could be part of the new UK delegation that we're going to put together, Martin.
Yes. Now there's a thought. Let's hold that thought. Brilliant, Nigel. Thank you.
My pleasure. Good to talk to you, Martin. From scratch.